The council has been looking at ways to mitigate the impacts of Main Street construction, especially given the complaints about the rebuilding of the Main Street Mall. The council will receive an update in their Thursday meeting at council chambers at 3:30. City Manager Diane Foster said a major priority is safety.
The staff has been working with both the Historic Park City Alliance as well as Jacobson, who's the construction company on this one, and they've done a tour. Council member Dick Peek went on that tour as well to understand what are the limitations that they have. From a construction perspective, the city's top priority is life safety. So while it'd be great if we moved everything back to the sidewalk, if they're moving large pieces of steel with a crane, we do not want to put the public at risk and have have something fall on somebody.
She said a solution would have several different components.
What is it going to look like? Exactly where are the barriers going to be? What parking is going to be allowed when? What are the hours of construction? And also, what is the parking mitigation for the employees? And because we're coming into the summer season, will there be a lot more employees on site? And frankly, not just for 333 Main, which is the Main Street Mall, but also for the Silver Queen, the Rio Grande will be starting up, and a number of smaller projects. So we're looking at this also holistically. And right now we're working on a revised construction mitigation parking plan that will give all the construction employees an opportunity to, actually it won't be necessarily an opportunity, it will be an obligation to not park in the Main Street core at all.
On a related item, a report in the city manager's packet said tourists are having a hard time finding their way to the China Bridge parking garage. Foster said China Bridge is a good-looking edifice.
True, but we have heard numerous comments from the public as visitors as well as people who live here that it is probably one of the prettiest parking structures you'll see. The building that we're sitting in right now, KPCW and the liquor store, that was put on the end of the building specifically to mitigate some of the impact of the what you see typically in a concrete parking garage. And it also has a Corten roof on it, which is the rusted roof, and it has timber frame on it. It's a really pretty parking garage. So it doesn't look like the stereotypical parking garage. What staff is recommending is that we put the universal lighted blue P on it to say it's a parking garage, but also do it in a way that's tasteful and would fit in the Main Street core.
She said council will receive a report next week from Transportation Manager Kent Cashel and Parking Manager Brian Anderson.
Last year, the HPCA asked the city to increase the parking, if you don't have a pass, that you could park from 4 hours to 6 hours, and they're coming back with a report on that as far as numbers. But the reality is we're having a terrific winter here in town as far as skier days, visitor traffic, sales tax, etc., and it parking is one of those elements. And, the city, you'll also see, and there's a manager's report in there today, that Jonathan Weidenhammer and Kent Cashel are also working on a parking mitigation plan that would involve employees who do work in the Main Street core and really beginning a conversation with the HPCA and its members about, do you want your employees to park not in the Main Street core?
She said as an employee herself in the Main Street area, she's willing to park elsewhere.
I park here. It's a convenience, but I am willing to park somewhere else if I can park at a park and ride because it's important that we have parking available for our visitors and shoppers.
Yeah, where is the closest though park and ride?
Right now it's at Richardson Flats. In the manager's report, there's actually a timetable, and it includes a couple of test periods where we could have employees parking off-site.
And the city shuttling them in?
And the city shuttling them in, correct.
At taxpayers' expense?
Yes.
Foster said the city's park and ride plans were affected by the economic slump.
If the recession hadn't happened, the park and ride would be open now. We had, the plan was to, but the recession pushed us back at least 5 years, more than the 5 to 7 year time frame on that implementation plan. So we haven't had to spend those taxpayer dollars to run a bus out there.
And that's what it would be, just a city transit bus on like a 20-minute frequency?
Correct.
And like an express bus or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And obviously at key commute times, there'd be more frequency.
Park City Manager Diane Foster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.